It is back to school time, and joining us to talk to us, as they do every year, about the health aspect of it, Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
And joining us once again, Rebecca Shams, a health promoter also with the health unit. Hello, Rebecca. Always a pleasure to speak to you both. Now, as I mentioned, it is back to school time. So, Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. What should we know about things like vaping since that seems to be the topic of concern for young people and schools?
Yeah, so we know that vaping is on people's minds for youth and teens and kids in general, as well as for schools and parents. So really thinking about lunches, buses, in and amongst all the other stuff that people are thinking about, vaping as well. We do know that vaping is much more common than smoking for kids now. And really, today I want to talk about nicotine, and cannabis is quite common as well, but we won't get into that today. It is a bit of a different topic. So vaping really is inhaling, in this case, nicotine through heated aerosols instead of smoking something like a cigarette. So the delivery process may look very similar, but it is different. Although because of this inhalation, then the risks to health really have to do a lot with your breathing, your lungs. Nicotine, we know, is very addictive. It's the one of the most addictive substances for humans, and inhaling it is a really strong or efficient way to get the nicotine, that psychoactive substance, to the brain, where particularly for young users, repeated use actually makes changes to how the brain receives some of its chemicals. The one that we think about in this case is actually dopamine, and that affects mood and people's ability to concentrate. And then when the dopamine and the nicotine are removed because people have spent a little bit of time not vaping, then that can cause withdrawal symptoms such as irritability, brain fog, etc. So that's the effect on the brain. There are some effects on the lungs as well from the chemicals used when people are inhaling the vaping product. In a StatsCan survey in 2022, about 30% of youth, so people ages 15 to 19, say that they've tried vaping. And so that really is almost a third of people 15 to 19 years old, which is very, very high.
It certainly is. Rebecca, why are so many young people vaping?
Great question, Bob. Young people vape for lots of different reasons, but we have noticed that recently in the last 2 to 3 years, it has changed. So the top reasons why young people used to vape used to be things like curiosity, to try the flavors, or to feel like they fit in. And quite consistently in the last few years, the reasons the young people are giving for vaping are mental health concerns like anxiety or stress. So this is super concerning because we know for a fact that nicotine use, particularly for young people, increases symptoms of stress and anxiety and depression. So it messes with that reward center in the brain. So what youth are reaching for to help them is actually making things much worse.
So, what is public health doing about this, Rebecca?
Well, there is definitely no magic bullet. We just have to keep making sure young people are informed about the risks of nicotine, the truth about how it affects their brain and their mood specifically, because I think that's something that's very relevant to them in the moment. And then we need to ensure that they have access to better ways to cope with stress and anxiety. And then also really important to make the environments that they're in free from any influences to vape. So schools are really actively involved in this. In addition to the Smoke-Free Ontario Act, which of course prohibits vaping or smoking anything on school property, that includes the parking lots and a 20-meter buffer zone around the perimeter, schools have also implemented PPM 128, which prohibits possession of a vaping device and requires that parents be informed of any violations. And then, because, like Dr. Lee was saying, nicotine is so addictive, it's really important to treat youth vaping not just like a behavioral issue, but instead offer empathetic support and resources to help them quit when they're ready. And we share lots of stuff like this on with our schools and with anybody that's working with youth so that they can have conversations with young people about vaping that are factual and very non-confrontational.
It sounds like a good way to go about it. Dr. Lee, what suggestions do you have for parents?
Yeah, so a few things to mention here. One is that having facts about what vaping is and why people may be vaping and what might be the consequences of vaping is really important for people to have when they're talking to the young people in their lives. And having those conversation skills are also really helpful. And I would recommend here, the Health Unit does have a partnership with Triple P Parenting to have resources for parents all through kids' lives, including for teens and youth, about having conversations. And sometimes those conversations can feel maybe a little bit awkward, or people may not really know how to start the conversations or what are the key points. So Triple P Parenting does have some tips and skills building for parents as well. Having frequent and open and honest conversations with kids about vaping and really about any topic, right, is an important part of parenting and supporting young people. And it really is the best way to ensure that people have the ability to feel like they can be honest and feel that they're understood when they're having conversations with the adults in their lives. And then for adults as well, having the information and making sure that the young people are equipped to make decisions that are good for them, not just for the current time, but also in the long term. And so, in terms of the Triple P Parenting resource, we do have a web page on the Healthiness website about that and lots more information that redirects to their website.
All right. And yes, indeed. So you mentioned your website, of course, always a great resource.
Yeah, so as always, healthunit.org. I talk about the website pretty much every time I come to talk, and we really have lots of information. Right on our website, there are nicotine-specific resources. So brief conversations toolkit, apps like Quash to help people with quitting, and of course access to people right here at the Health Unit who can help with people's nicotine either quitting or reducing or whatever their journey takes us. And I think a lot of people may know that we have programs at the Health Unit in terms of tobacco, but certainly also vaping as well. So healthunit.org is our website. Lots of information there.
All right. Well, Dr. Lee, thank you very much for this. We will speak with you next week.
Absolutely.
And Rebecca, always a pleasure to speak with you as well.
Thanks, Bob.